תפילת החברים.
Prayer of the friends. Great Creator, we thank you for the special path you have given us and for the opportunity to do the work in it. Together, we ask you to give us the desire to live and work for each other, for each and every friend who walks on the path of connection to you. We ask that your light will correct us. We ask to feel the joy of the connection between us and through us to you, in order to praise you and bestow contentment to you. Amen.
We are in a lesson on the topic Lishma is called truth, Lo Lishma is called a lie. Item 4 again. As long as one does not know that he is going by the path of falsehood, why should he change his way and go by another way? If he does not have the understanding that he is in falsehood, only if he comes to know that he really is in falsehood, he will be able to change his way and go by the path of truth. It therefore turns out that if a person already has the path of truth, he is going on the path of Lishma, though he is still halfway through. For example, a person who wants to go to Jerusalem gets in a car and drives according to sign that says Jerusalem. However, even when he has traveled 80 or 90% of the way to Jerusalem, he's still not in Jerusalem. Only when he actually comes to Jerusalem can you say that he is in Jerusalem. It is likewise in spirituality. If we say that Jerusalem is called truth, meaning Lishma, then before a person enters Lishma, which is the truth, we have to say that he is still in falsehood, meaning in Lo Lishma, which is called falsehood. Even when he has gone almost all the way, and he's standing by the gate called truth, which is Lishma, he is still outside. Morning, Rav, friend. So how did one come to a state where he knows it's false? He has no grasp of anything. How does he know it's false?
He simply doesn't see any results yet. He expects to see these results, but doesn't see. And it could be that already 99% of the path has been passed. But he has yet to come to the last stretch. And that is why He's finding himself in that state, not Lishma.
When he comes to the truth, does he need to get some feedback or rely on the friends that will tell him how does it work?
He needs to feel that he's already holding on to something, really.
Yes. What is truth and what is false?
In order to bestow. Falsehood is in order to receive.
So then a person really reaches a state where he feels truth and false?
Yes, somewhat. At least a bit. But at least he can say where he is.
There's an impression in the text that only when we came to the final destination, we know we came to Lishma, to the truth. But we also learn there are stops on the path of Lo Lishma. There are degrees of that.
There are degrees, but nevertheless, the question is whether you're before the entry into Lishma or after you've entered.
So what are the stops on the way that a person knows he's on the right track?
He has no such signs.
No signs that he knows is in the right direction?
No. There are no signals or signs along the way, none that tell him what the speed limit is, 50 miles an hour to Lishma, 20 miles an hour to Lishma, there's none.
So what does he rely on, the falsehood?
And he's still in the falsehood, and even the falsehood appears to him worse.
And that's basically the indication.
His indication is not quite in that, like in the way that he holds on to his friends and sees how they're advancing towards the truth.
So the friends, to me, is that I'm on the car, but I don't even know if I've arrived at the destination or in some stop.
Until we reach the destination, like you said, we just don't know. We don't know, we're not sure, and there's nothing we can do. Because we need to examine all the states from the, let's say, complete falsehood to the complete truth.
Balasulam writes in a letter that if a person does a small mistake in the beginning, later he can't go straight and he doesn't reach the goal. He's like going straight, but he's already sideways and he's not hitting the target.
Yes.
So I understand we don't need to receive any indication or reward that we are advancing, but if a person moves straight his whole path, but there was some mistake that we deviated, he won't reach the goal.
But we have no
simanim.
We don't have any signs that we're going on the path of truth besides the confidence that we may be able to receive from the environment. That's it, nothing. Otherwise, with what vessels will you work? Only in the environment which can somewhat be connected can aim you towards the goal.
But confidence from the environment can also be an illusion?
To the extent in which you're connected to them, believe in them, you just need to understand that there's nothing assured here whatsoever. Only the grip that you have on the environment. And it's logical. Where else would you take discernments that relate to Lishma? More?
Again.
Yes.
Morning, Rav. Morning, friends. So to stay in a state of anything but leave, just to know that I'm on the path with the friends.
Yes.
That's the only discernment I can have.
Anything but leave and to adhere to the friends.
Good
morning, friends. When I climb a mountain, I rise on the slope and I get to the summit. I don't treat the slope like a fiction. I'm not going to go to the summit without the path to it. So why is this truth and that's false?
You have the possibility of holding on to the friends and in a specific connection between them, define that you're advancing to the truth. Because you're connecting between you, and you want to come to connection, in which you will all be included in it, in the connection. That's one thing. And each holds the other, and we all try as much as possible to be in their circle. And that's how you advance. Day after day, article after article, and so on. You have nothing else to hold on to besides the fact that together you have to turn to the Creator. If you address the Creator together, then you already have something that you're holding on to the truth and coming close to it.
Meaning, even in a state of lo lishma, that we're still not on the summit.
No one's talking about a summit. We're talking about holding on to the path correctly.
The question is, if the whole path is falsehood or there are some doses of...
The path is not falsehood.
Because that's how we call it, that the path is false and the Jerusalem is truth.
No, our state on the path can be a state of falsehood, but the path itself is the path of attaining the truth.
I think I understood. Thank you, Rav.
Okay, more. If we are connected between us and we turn to the Creator, we are already somewhat in the right direction. And if day after day we want to check and implement ourselves, aim ourselves, then we're advancing towards the goal.
Thank you, Rav. How to not get lost on the path?
Hold on to the friends.
But we're together in the same car. How do we not...
I don't know what kind of system you're describing. You're describing something that is there's no way out of.
Like he describes here, the person went on the bus that leads him to Jerusalem. I'm with the friends, and the friends are the only ones that can lead me to the goal, to Lishma, right? How do I go on the right track, or it's a certain short path towards Lishma?
If you go with the friends and turn to the Creator, then for sure you're advancing correctly.
Is there some prayer we're supposed to raise?
Raise it from your heart that you want to be connected to the friends and come closer to the Creator with them.
And it doesn't change anything for me on the path, what's happening.
No, that should not confuse you.
Thank you.
Yes.
How can we develop the sense of falsehood?
For the time being, we don't have not a sense for the truth, nor a sense for the falsehood, only through the connection between us. To the extent in which we're connected together, and as much as we want through this to turn to the Creator, then the direction, our inclination, we're hoping that that is.
How do I know if I am on the way of falsehood?
How can I see sign being on the path of truth?
Signs on the path of the truth is that you are together with all the friends with one opinion. And from this one opinion, you can rise and turn to the Creator. And if you feel that it's like that, that's already a good sign.
Can I ask the second question?
Yes.
In the example of arriving in Jerusalem, we cannot say that we are in Jerusalem if we are on the way, but how will we know that it is Jerusalem when we arrive, because we have never seen it before?
That's in accordance with the inner feeling that you have a connection with the Creator more than you did before. And then through the center of connection between you, you come to a connection with the Creator. And this point, this common point of connection between you and the Creator is called Jerusalem, Yerushalayim.
Ken.
Yes.
Latin 4.
Maestro, aunque usted ha dado ya parte de la respuesta que voy a hacer, es la siguiente. ¿Cómo saber que nos encontramos en la mentira? ¿Cómo identificar la
mentira? You answered part of the question, but how can we know that we are in falsehood? How can we identify the falsehood which can be misleading to us?
Only by shrinking the connection between the friends. The tighter the connection between the friends, the more pinpointed it is, the more we will be able to discern discernments in all the components of our states.
Mark 6.
Yes, now we do.
Rav Bash writes here that the person needs to make a scrutiny and reach the understanding that he's in falsehood in order to change his path. How can a person make this true scrutiny in his heart?
Only through the connection with the friends. He has nothing else he can hold on to. There is none. Only from being connected more and more with the friends and truly feels that he has a connection with them in the common heart and the common desire, then he can continue onwards with more scrutinies to all the individual states.
What are these scrutinies? What does he scrutinize exactly?
He's scrutinizing the way he's preparing a place for connection between the friends for the revelation of the Creator. As much as he builds the place for the Creator.
What does it mean to make a place for the Creator?
The meaning is that there will be a state between them in which the Creator can dwell amongst them.
How do we know that we are on the path of falsehood? And how do we move from falsehood to the path of truth?
That's according to our preparation. If we feel that we are in a connection between us, or that the connection is not enough, or it doesn't exist at all, accordingly, we check ourselves. Actually, the whole path from here to the end of correction is more and more connection between us above all the disturbances. That's the whole path altogether. To be as one man in one heart more, to reveal the Creator in this one heart more and more, and then we come to the goal, in which we will all be as one man in one heart, and the Creator will dwell in us.
Rob, she's also asking, what is the falsehood on the path, the way?
The lie on the way is that we can receive some filling, and it kind of sweetens it for us. It stops us, it blocks us.
I heard you say before that if through the connection between us we turn to the Creator, so it is a sign that we're on our way to truth. What does it mean that we turn to the Creator?
What is that we're turning to the Creator? That we're asking from Him to give us connection, to give us the path, the discernment, connection, and raise us above from, in order to receive to, in order to bestow.
I'll ask differently. The fact that we work on the connection between us, this, the actual work on the connection, this is our plea to Him, addressed to Him.
I don't know. It depends on how you're studying. There are those who learn it like in a university. There are those who don't intend to come close whatsoever to the Creator. Rather, well, it depends to which goal you're working. For which goal you're working.
Is our goal ultimately to reach adhesion with the Creator?
Yes, if that is the goal.
So if that's the goal and we work in the connection between us, is the work of connection between us already an address to the Creator?
Yes. Yes, of course. In order to connect between us, we need to try and connect and see that it doesn't succeed and to turn to the Creator for Him to give us connection.
So turns out that your entire path, you don't have, besides delving more into connection, you have nothing that can help you see that you're walking correctly.
No, besides me seeing that we're going with the friends in this increasing connection and coming closer to the appeal to the Creator, truly to the Creator, I have no other discernments before that. Well, the love of the world, the love of... Well, actually, besides attaining the connection, I have nothing to do.
What does it mean to delve into the connection between us? How does our connection become deeper?
As one man in one heart, we all are as one. We're all friends. A friend, chaver, from the word chibur, from the word connection. And that's it, that each cares for the other and understands that without the friend, he himself also does not attain the goal, and also his friend won't attain the goal if he won't help him.
And should we examine ourselves whether we are advancing towards adhesion with the Creator?
Yes.
What is this test? How do you do this test? Did we get closer to adhesion with the Creator?
To the extent that I adhere to the Ten, the Creator's in the Ten.
Even if he's hidden, your adhesion with the Ten means you're advancing towards adhesion with the Creator?
Yes, there's no Creator. There's Bo'ure. Come and see. If you compose the, put together the Ten in the right way, from this you receive the feeling of the Creator.
The connection that we make between us.
Yes?
The intensity of that connection, that to us is called the feeling of the Creator.
Not power, but when you build the ten in the right way, it's considered that you're making the Creator. In such a way, you can build him, discover him, reveal him.
What does he add to the ten?
The matter of unity, of connection. The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
If I have a living teacher who's already made the path to Jerusalem, why don't I have indication of where I am?
Why?
If I have a teacher, a guide who's alive and already made the path to Jerusalem, why don't I have indication of where I am?
The teacher brings you. It's not that you're going. You can just be adhered to the teacher and then go through the path this way.
And this teacher can tell me another 10 kilometers, another 20 kilometers, another 1 kilometer away.
No.
Why?
He wants you to have the path of truth, of persistence. Okay?
No, בסדר.
Well, okay, so there are a few questions from here to there that are okay. Yes. You're asking from Belarus, in bestowal and giving. What can I bestow to my friends on the path to the truth?
What can I bestow to my friends on the path of truth? First of all, example, which is the keeping the times for studying and for all of our events and so forth, activities, that I am meticulously keeping that. Because by them, we gradually bring the group closer from time to time and join ourselves together.
A student from Hebrew 1 is asking, it's written in the excerpt that although he has gone this whole path and is already standing by the gate called the truth, which is Lishma, he still is on the outside. What will open that gate to Jerusalem for us all and for the whole world?
The common demand, the general demand of the ten.
What kind of falsehood are we talking about?
We are
trying to connect, and straight away we are opposed. We know our Lord is one. We start praying and asking, and we know that we are going to Jerusalem. So where is the falsehood here? How to uncover it? Todarav.
בקיצור היא שואלת איך אנחנו יודעים מהו השקר בדרך לירושלים ואיך אנחנו מגלים אותו.
ירושלים זה נקרא ירא.
Jerusalem is called complete fear or awe or wholeness. How do we discover the path to Jerusalem? Only by connecting more and more. And we're afraid of disconnecting from each other. We become even more compressed together. And that's how we get there. That's all I can say for now. Ashlema Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. That's a complete...
What she's asking is that we know that there's none else besides him. We know that there's one path. We know what we need to do. So why is it a lie? What's the lie here?
Say it again, I didn't understand the question.
We have a certain path that we need to go through.
Yes.
We know that there's none else besides him, that he's good, that does good. That's what we're being told. And we're following the path according to what we're being told. So where's the lie here? What's the lie here? Why is it a lie?
But how do you take the instructions to go on the right path?
There's a teacher.
There's a teacher, then you can close your eyes and follow him. But we are saying that everyone should become a guide.
Before we reach Lishma, before we come to Jerusalem, we're not there yet.
Even to follow your teacher, you still need to be with your eyes open. You read about what happened on the way to Jerusalem or to the land of Israel, how they were all basically didn't understand, made mistakes.
So what are the means to remain on the correct path before you reach Jerusalem?
Only connection. Only connection, and that there will truly be tens and hundreds and thousands like they had. And the more they keep their inner structure, they're certainly advancing correctly to the outer structure.
And the tens and the hundreds and the thousands don't need something to stand there before Jerusalem?
They do. The character of Moses leads them.
In our case, it's you.
No. It's that we're all scrutinizing together and depicting before us the image of Moses.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm not taking upon myself this kind of role. Yes, Mike.
What does it mean to keep the inner structure?
To keep the inner structure. The ten, there's nothing more to say here. That we're all connected, that we're all interdependent, that we all feel that without all of us together, we're not going to reach the goal.
The concern of the whole ten together, even though one thinks this way, one isn't accustomed another way.
Everyone should think differently. And specifically together, they establish wholeness, perfection.
That stabilizing thing, what causes this establishment? Because it's not external, it's probably something internal.
That even though, despite each and everyone's nature and character, they're willing to give up on themselves in order to be connected, as much as they can nullify themselves to be connected, and in that connection, they wish to reveal the one upper force to everyone.
In what does each of our desires express when we're in the right process of annulment? Is it external? It's internal. It's in the feeling how
the correct process of annulment is that I depict the connection between us above in its importance, above all. above each and every one, and certainly myself.
About truth and false, we often say that the Creator will complete the work for us.
Again?
If the Creator will complete
yes.
the work for us, and we have the ten, and we turn to the Creator all the time to complete the work for us, is that not enough confidence that we will eventually reach the goal?
האם זה לא מספיק ביטחון או נותן לנו מספיק ביטחון שאנחנו בסופו של דבר נגיע למטרה?
זה בטוח שאנחנו נגיע למטרה, על זה אין ספק.
It is certain that we'll reach the goal, there's no doubt about that, because the Creator holds the goal. But on the way to reach the goal, we still have to make the required effort, the quota of the effort that's required in order to feel the goal, to sense and grab hold of the goal. And that's our own effort. And that effort, we have to try to establish it and maintain it and store it in the group. Italy 3.
Buongiorno Rav. Come essere nella rivelazione della mancanza più precisa in decina?
How to be in
the most precise revelation of the deficiency in the ten.
Gilui ha-chisaron ha-meduyak be-asiriya im anachnu
yachad. Discovering the precise deficiency in the ten, if we connect together and try to detect between us such a connection that in it the Creator becomes revealed. That's the right deficiency. In that connection, there has to be direct light, reflected light. In that connection, there should be reshimo of each and every one, and how we combine these reshimot together, how we establish, shape ourselves together correctly. That's our work. That's our work. No questions. Read again.
Again, excerpt 5. A person cannot know if he has achieved Lishma before he is awarded with entering Lishma. But when can one know if he has already entered the degree of Lishma? What is the sign by which to know that now he is in the degree of truth? We find the answer to this in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, which says, by this you will understand what our sages said, how is repentance, until he who knows all the mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly.
Again.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
How do I know I'm doing what the will of the Creator is?
Usually we learn that from the relationship between the friends. If I connect with them and fulfill their will, then I turn to the Creator from that. I work towards the Creator because He resides in this center of the connection between us. So what I ultimately bestow to the friends, it reaches the Creator.
We learn that to the extent in which we ask, we advance. How to come to that state in which we put the Creator in every action. We make him a partner, an active partner. Just like we read to poor ones conversing to a friend.
That's according to the scrutiny that we clarify how much we can carry out the will of the Creator, that we understand that we can't, and then we turn to him and ask for understanding and strength, and that's how we become partners with him. Okay? Everything is in the simplest.
Well, Tzvika. Rabash here says in 15, can it be that something negative will happen in 1984? That's where he ends it. Can something negative come from, down from above? So correct me, that a lie is not a negative thing. It could also be a positive thing.
Yes.
That's what he's actually saying. That it, could it be that something negative will come down from above? Meaning, what does he mean? That the lie that we're living in is not a negative thing?
We learn through both truth and false. If we don't receive one time truth and the other time false, also intermittently and in different states, then we won't know how we correct ourselves, how we identify what needs to be corrected.
Why am I telling you this? Because in our life, a negative thing is a lie. Why are you lying? What are you talking about? You don't talk that way. And here it's like the lie becomes something that it just advances you.
Of course the lie advances you. That's why the Creator says, I created the evil inclination. And that is first, before the Torah, the evil inclination was created.
Meaning that a lie is actually a positive thing that advances us.
In order to advance us, the lie was created.
Thank you.
We have to understand how necessary these things are.
Six.
Okay, read more.
Excerpt number 6. It is known that it is impossible to see a small object, and it is easier to see a large object. Hence, when a person commits few lies, he cannot see the truth. That he is walking on a false path. Rather, he says that he is walking on the path of truth. But there is no greater lie than that. And the reason is that he does not have enough lies to see his true state. But when a person has acquired many lies, the lies grow in him to the extent that the false path he sees is true state. In other words, he sees the truth in his soul. And how to turn to the right path.
It follows that this point.
Which is a point of that he is treading a false path is the medium between truth and falsehood. This is the bridge that connects truth and falsehood. This point is also the end of the lie. And from here on begins the path of truth. Accordingly, we can understand what Bala Sulam said, that to be rewarded with Lishma, we first need to prepare the biggest Lo Lishma, and then we can come to Lishma.
Thank you, dear Rav. Since we're working to try to work in Lishma, what does Rabash mean when he says that first we need to prepare the biggest Lo Lishma? How are we preparing for this big Lo Lishma?
We have to get closer to Lishma as much as possible and understand that the work in Lo Lishma that we're in for now is also great work. It's also very great, very important and respected work.
USA SF,
San Francisco.
How do we scrutinize the lie without losing the confidence or the strength to work?
We scrutinize it not through our action, but it's when the Creator illuminates to us, and then we understand how much of a will to receive there is in our actions and how much of a will to...
I understand when you're in Lo Lishma, you can hope to be in Lishma, but let's say someone who hasn't yet entered that circle, how do you even go through attaining this state of Lishma when you're not at all in spirituality?
I don't understand anything of what he's saying.
Again.
I'll try again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I understand that when you're not in Lishma, it's a high state, because you understand that there is Lishma, but you're not there yet. Now, but someone who's not at all in this circle and not even in Lo Lishma, how do you enter altogether into that circle and even attain in Lo Lishma?
I enter into this circle and I try to take an example from the friends, and this is how I approach them until I come to Lo Lishma.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Someone who was in a state of Lishma and fell to Lo Lishma, can he fall outwards altogether?
It says, don't believe yourself until the day you die. Until the will to receive dies.
I understand.
Don't think you can smoothly and continuously climb to end of correction.
Spain 1.
Yepser speaks of a bridge. How long can we stay in this bridge between truth and falsehood? And how can we advance and exit from this bridge?
This is only through adhesion with the group. Or if you are going together with it all the time, it takes you across the bridge.
Beseder. Woman Europe.
Yes, Rav. This article we've just read, it kind of gave a picture that we have to be kind of in the middle where we sense the lies and at the same time we sense truth. And I wanted to find out what is that state where you can sense the two worlds and you're walking between it and you are trying not to fall down to the foolishness of the false world. What is that state? Because that's what this article impressed on me.
When
I'm connected to the friends, and I depend my future